Bolivia is in turmoil after President Evo Morales left. Morales was president of Bolivia for almost 14 years. He's a socialist. He's gone to Mexico, where he's been granted asylum. He left behind a country that is angry and volatile and is currently being run by one of his opponents. NPR's Philip Reeves has this from the capital, La Paz.
Buenas tardes, muchísimas gracias por estar acá presente.
It's the first day of work for Bolivia's new leader. Yanini Áñez is in a 16th century Spanish colonial palace in the heart of La Paz. Sentries with red tunics and silver swords guard the gates outside. Áñez has summoned the media here to deliver a message to her people.
Quiero dejar en claro que no hay un golpe de estado en Bolivia.
I want to make it clear, says Áñez, this is not a coup d'etat. This is about restoring constitutional order. The only coup maker in this country was Evo Morales, she says. Bolivia is polarized and unstable right now. Evidence of that is just outside her palace door.
Walked out of the palace and literally one block down, this is going on. Tear gas is very intense. There are lots of soldiers in riot gear around, barricades.
Supporters of Morales are on the streets. Thousands are gathered in a big square close by. Many are indigenous people who economically benefited from the Morales years. They're upset their hero, Bolivia's first indigenous president, has gone. This is a coup, says Marisol, a teacher who'll only give her first name for fear of reprisals. We don't recognize Áñez, she says. We want Evo Morales back. He'll always be our president. Military jets buzz the crowd, perhaps trying to intimidate them. It doesn't work. Morales was forced out after evidence emerged of a rigged election. His downfall is another episode in the left-right conflict playing out in Latin America. Many of these protesters are convinced Áñez has taken power illegally. They say Congress was supposed to approve her appointment. It met Tuesday to discuss this. Morales' Socialist Party has the majority in Congress. They didn't show up. Áñez went ahead anyway and gave herself the job with backing from a constitutional court. There should have been a quorum, says David Miranda, an accountant. There wasn't one. He believes Áñez has broken the rules. These people are demanding democracy, yet they trample on it, says Miranda. This is the fractious atmosphere into which Áñez steps as she assumes Bolivia's highest office. Nancy Vacaflor from Bolivia's ANF news agency believes Áñez was right to move quickly.
We had more than 2 days of a country without government. That wasn't sustainable.
Vacaflor says Áñez now faces a huge task.
No se va a aceptar fácilmente la presidencia de Yanine Áñez.
People won't easily accept her presidency, and it will be a very complicated transition due to the time factor.
Under the Constitution, Áñez is supposed to hold elections within 3 months. She says she intends to do that, yet this first requires reforming the electoral authority and calming down the violence.
Yo la verdad, en términos de tiempos,
I honestly don't know if she'll have enough time.
Áñez's supporters are more optimistic. They include a bank teller called Octavio. He won't give his full name for fear of reprisals. Octavio spends his nights manning street barricades, defending the city centre from possible attack.
How cold is it at night?
It is really cold, raining. Last night it rained all night long.
And your family? What are they saying?
Yes, I have family. Of course, they worry about it. They don't want me to stay here, but I have to stay here to make better country for our kids.
He's delighted Morales has fallen from power. Things will be better now, says Octavio.
We have a conflict right now, if you see it. But we're going to make a solution, definitely.
Until this week, Áñez was a senator and a staunch right-wing opponent of Morales. Suddenly, she finds herself in charge of the country.
Muchísimas felicidades.
Back in the palace, her message to the people is over. Áñez has moved to a lavishly decorated hall, where she leads a ceremony swearing in a new army chief. As so often the case in Latin America, a key ally if she's to succeed. Philip Reeves, NPR News, La Paz.